Hachette Audio presents Duke of Pleasure, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. For my editor, Amy Pierpont, who is quite possibly the best. Chapter 1. Now, once there were a white kingdom and a black kingdom that had been at war since time began. From The Black Prince and the Golden Falcon. January 1742, London, England. Hugh Fitzroy, the Duke of Kyle, did not want to die tonight for three very good reasons. It was 12:30 as he eyed the toughs slinking out of the shadows up ahead in the cold alley near Covent Garden. He moved the bottle of fine Viennese wine from his right arm to his left and drew his sword. He'd dined with the Habsburg ambassador earlier this evening, and the wine was a gift. Firstly, Kit, his elder son, and formerly the Earl of Staffin, was only 7, far too young to be orphaned and inherit a dukedom. Next to Hugh was a link boy with a lantern. The boy was frozen, his lantern a small pool of light in the narrow alley. The youth's eyes were wide and frightened. He couldn't be more than 14. Hugh glanced over his shoulder. Several men were bearing down on them from the entrance to the alley.